This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Imagine floating lazily on a summer afternoon, sun on your face, you know, the gentle rocking of the water, and then unexpectedly finding yourself launched into the vastness of space. What if the most distant, sort of seemingly hostile destination in our solar system turned out to be the perfect spot for, well, a truly profound nap? Okay, let's unpack this with a deeper lens today. Today, we're taking a deep dive into a really charming story. It's called Naptime on Neptune, a cosmic snooze. Okay. And our source material introduces us to this unforgettable trio, Luna the otter, Jax the human, and Poppy the parakeet. These friends, they share a very important and honestly very relatable summer role. Every single adventure, no matter how grand or small, it absolutely must end with a nap. But look, this isn't just about, you know, grabbing some sleep. It's more about the strategic necessity of a pause in a world that's, well, always on.
Yeah, and what's really compelling here, I think, is how a simple, quite imaginative narrative like this one can hold surprisingly practical, profound insights for you listening in, whether you're, say, prepping for a big meeting or maybe grappling with complex information or, you know, just trying to navigate the often chaotic rhythms of a busy day. So our walk-in today is really to excavate these nuggets of wisdom hidden within this delightful cosmic adventure. We want to extract lessons that speak to things like cognitive resilience, creative problem solving, and the often overlooked power of intentional disengagement.
Okay, so our story kicks off, like a lot of great adventures do, pretty much by accident. Luna, Jax, and Poppy are just having this peaceful afternoon, drifting lazily on Luna's inflatable pool rink. Simple stuff. But you know how it is when you're truly relaxed, they drifted a little too far, and suddenly the gentle currents of their pool somehow transform into these, well, powerful forces of the cosmos, launching them right into space. Can you even picture that? 1 minute backyard bliss, the next, bam, you're soaring past the red of Mars, zipping by Jupiter's swirling stripes.
On an inflatable ring.
Exactly. Their little inflatable ring somehow becomes this cosmic vessel. It carries them deeper and deeper into the solar system. And then finally, with a gentle plop, they land. They find themselves on the cool blue surface of Neptune. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Because, contrary to what you might expect, right, from a gas giant so far out, known for having the fastest winds in the solar system.
Yeah, over 1,200 miles per hour, those winds.
Right. But Neptune, in their story, wasn't stormy at all, huh?
Quite the opposite, then.
Totally the opposite of what we usually imagine. This story paints this incredible, really vivid picture, describes it as nothing less than the galaxy's dreamiest nap spot. And this isn't just, like, charming imagery, is it? It feels like a deliberate reimagining of what we perceive as hostile. The air around them shimmered like a lullaby, just this soft, gentle current whispering peace. The clouds, instead of being chaotic, they puffed like pillows, basically inviting them to rest. Even the distant comets, they weren't just streaks of light, they hummed soft bedtime songs, like a cosmic lullaby.
Wow, that's quite a scene.
It really is. You've got Poppy, the parakeet, settling into a cotton candy nebula. Jax, the human, stretches out on a star hammock, just gazing up. And Luna, the otter, always loving water, drifts serenely in a bubble bath of glowing stardust. It's so blissful that Poppy just sighs, best nap ever. So this huge shift in perception from hostile to heavenly. What's that suggesting? About how maybe you could approach your own perceived challenges.
That's a really critical observation. Because this delightful reimagining of Neptune, it brings up a big question for all of us, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. How often do our preconceived notions, you know, our fixed ideas about something or someone, how often do they stop us from seeing its true potential? Or maybe it's surprising, sometimes beautiful, nature. Neptune, like you said, scientifically, it's this distant, cold, stormy giant. That's the fact. Yet here in the story, it's completely transformed. It becomes the ultimate place of peace, a sanctuary. It's playful, sure, but it's also a really insightful way to challenge the cognitive biases we all carry. Not just about planets, but about our daily lives, too.
Ah, so like that stormy project at work.
Exactly. Maybe that stormy project holds a surprising moment of clarity if you just approach it differently. Or maybe that difficult task, if you look at it through a new lens, could actually become an opportunity for calm, focused work.
It really highlights this universal human need we have for a peaceful sanctuary. And the intriguing idea that maybe, just maybe, such a place can be found exactly where you least expect it.
Right. But as anyone who's ever tried to, you know, get a good nap or really find deep focus knows, true calm,
yeah,
it can be pretty fleeting. And just as everyone was settling in, drifting off into this amazing cosmic snooze, a new problem pops up. Not a scary one, not dangerous, but a really silly, totally human kind of problem that feels, well, all too familiar. A snoring contest broke out between Neptune's moon.
Oh, come on, snoring moons. Yep, snoring moons. Can you believe it? The galaxy's dreamiest nap spot. Suddenly interrupted by celestial snoring. And the story paints this wonderfully comical picture of this lunar rivalry. Triton's snores were apparently so incredibly loud and deep, they literally shook the sky, sent ripples across that peaceful cosmic scene they'd found. And then you had Naiad, one of Neptune's much smaller inner moons. Its snores weren't roars, they were described as tiny squeaks.
Tiny squeaks.
Yeah, but get this, these seemingly tiny squeaks had a huge impact. They made the rings of Neptune, those vast icy structures, bounce like trampolines. The sheer absurdity of the whole racket was so overwhelming, so unexpected, that it actually made the friends laugh out loud. They just couldn't stop laughing, which of course completely wrecked their nap plans. All that effort to find the perfect spot, undone by, well, a snoring symphony from space.
Okay, that is an incredibly relatable dilemma, isn't it? Even with the space moons. And I love how the story cleverly introduces two of Neptune's actual moons here. Triton and Naiad. Fun fact, Triton is the only large moon in our solar system that orbits its planet backwards in a retrograde direction.
Huh, really? Backward?
Yeah. So this playful nod to real astronomy, it sets up a very, very human problem. How do you find and keep peace amidst all the inevitable noise and distractions around you? You, listening right now, you've probably experienced this. Maybe you finally found your ideal spot for focus, for quiet work, creative thought. Maybe you just needed rest. You've got everything set up perfectly, and then boom, out of nowhere, external disruptions. Sometimes they're amusing, sometimes seemingly harmless, but they can throw everything off balance.
Like the dog barking next door, maybe? Or constant phone notification.
Exactly. Or an unexpected demand from a colleague. Or even just your own thoughts racing.
Yeah.
It's not always about the big dramatic interruptions. Sometimes, honestly, it's the silly, unexpected, but persistent ones. The tiny squeaks that truly derail our concentration.
So, okay, what does this mean for our napping trio? And maybe more importantly, for navigating your own noisy moons in daily life. How do you quiet down a couple of snoring moons? You can't exactly ask them to keep it down. But Luna, the clever otter, she thinks fast, creatively, and comes up with this truly brilliant idea. She uses the unique environment they're in. She uses the very thing that brought them relaxation earlier, that glowing stardust bath. She blows a giant bubble with the stardust, a magnificent shimmering sphere, and then, very gently, very precisely, she floats it directly over the noisy moons.
A stardust bubble. Okay, I like where this is going.
Right. And the bubble, it acts like a cosmic sound barrier. It works its magic instantly. It muffles Triton's booming snores and Naiad's bouncy squeaks, creating, as the story beautifully puts it, the quietest silence in the solar system. Finally, with that celestial noise sorted, everyone, those now silent moons, our three tired friends, even those humming comets, they all drift into the deepest, coziest sleep imaginable. And when they eventually woke up, totally refreshed, fully rested, they found themselves not on Neptune anymore, but back on Earth. Safe and sound in their pool, still kind of giggling about their extraordinary galactic snooze.
You know, beyond the charm of the story, the real ingenuity here is in Luna's solution. That's the key insight, I think. The approach wasn't about confrontation, right? She didn't try to stop the moon snoring or, you know, fight them. And it wasn't about brute force either, like somehow moving them or silencing them for good. Instead, it was about creative containment, an elegant, really innovative way to buffer the problem, to shield herself and her friends from the disruption without needing to eliminate the source.
Ah, so not getting rid of the noise, but shielding yourself from it.
Precisely. And this highlights a crucial lesson, I believe. Sometimes the most effective way to solve a disruptive problem in your own life isn't to directly confront or try to eliminate the source of the noise, whether that noise is external chatter, digital pings, or even internal anxieties. Rather, it's about finding an innovative, maybe even unconventional, way to create a boundary, to buffer yourself from it. That allows you to regain your focus, your peace, your essential quiet time. It's like a metaphor for, let's call it, resourceful buffering. Or maybe environmental reengineering, basically creating your own stardust bubble.
I like that, resourceful buffering. Okay, so this fun, imaginative story otters, humans, parakeets napping on Neptune, it seems to offer us two really powerful core takeaways, things that resonate far beyond just the story itself. First, and maybe the most obvious one, it underscores the sheer importance of rest and relaxation. But maybe. Beyond just needing downtime, what specific type of rest is this story championing? Especially for us busy adventurers always processing information.
That's a really good distinction to make, because it's not just about stopping work or activity. It's about intentional disengagement. The story subtly points towards a kind of cognitive pause, one that allows different neural pathways to maybe connect, leading to greater clarity, not just, you know, physical refreshment. In our world, which is just saturated with information, the ability to intentionally find, or maybe even better, to proactively cultivate these moments of rest and quiet, it isn't just a luxury anymore. It's really a non-negotiable strategy for mental clarity, for sustained productivity, emotional resilience, overall well-being.
Like hitting the reset button for your brain?
Kind of like defragmenting your mental hard drive, yeah.
Yeah.
It's vital, especially for listeners like ours who are always absorbing data. Mm-hmm. It highlights that true rest isn't passive. It's actually an active generative state.
Okay, generative rest. I like that. And then second, beyond this need for strategic disengagement, it seems profoundly about creativity in solving noisy or disruptive problems. I mean, think about it. The stardust bubble idea to quiet snoring moons, that wasn't in any instruction manual. Luna didn't, like, pull out a textbook on lunar acoustics. She just innovated with what was right there in her unique environment.
Precisely. And that's the other big lesson. This tale teaches us that with a bit of creativity, you can always find a way to rest, even on Neptune. It's such a powerful metaphor for how you can approach and tackle the myriad noisy moons in your own life. Whether that's mental overload from too many tasks, or constant digital distractions, the actual noise in your environment, or even those subtle snores of daily anxieties. The story encourages you to think outside the conventional box. It prompts you to find resourceful, personal ways to create your own quiet space, to build your own metaphorical stardust bubble wherever you are, whatever challenges you face.
So it's like innovative shielding.
Innovative shielding, yeah. It's not about ignoring problems, definitely not. But it is about intelligently managing their impact on your essential cognitive and emotional bandwidth, protecting that resource.
And, you know, on top of all these deeper lessons, we even picked up some fun facts along the way. We journeyed past Mars and Jupiter, got to know Neptune better, its blue color, those incredible winds. And we were even introduced to two of its actual moons, Triton and Naiad. And that cool fact about Triton's retrograde orbit.
Yeah, learning through delight.
Exactly. All this rich detail just wrapped up in a wonderfully playful and memorable narrative. It really proves that learning can happen through sheer delight, even when you're diving into, you know, the depths of our solar system. So, okay, bringing it back. What does this all mean for your daily rhythm, your strategic thinking? This deep dive into nap time on Neptune, it beautifully illustrates that really important life lessons about the critical, absolutely non-negotiable need for strategic disengagement, and the incredible, often surprising power of resourceful buffering through creative problem solving. Well, they can truly be found in the most unexpected, utterly delightful places. Even a children's story about a cosmic snooze.
It's such a vital reminder, I think, that truly understanding knowledge often involves looking beyond the immediate surface, whether that's the stormy, kind of intimidating facade of a distant planet, or the deceptively simple narrative of a story like this. The deepest insights, they frequently hide in plain sight, just waiting for us to approach them with curiosity and open mind, and definitely a willingness to apply them to our own complex reality.
Yes, absolutely. We really hope this cosmic snooze, this journey to Neptune and back with Luna, Jax, and Poppy, has left you feeling refreshed, maybe rejuvenated, and absolutely ready to tackle your own noisy moons with a touch of that stardust ingenuity. Knowing that thoughtful rest, that generative rest, and creative problem solving are probably your most potent tools for focus and well-being.
Which raises an important final question for you to consider, maybe mull over.
Yeah.
What are the persistent noisy moons that consistently disrupt your quiet time? your moments of focus or your attempts at strategic disengagement in your daily life. And maybe more importantly, thinking creatively now, what kind of innovative stardust bubble might you envision or actually create to cultivate your own moment of peace and clarity wherever you happen to be in this busy, bustling universe?